بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله، فمن حج البيت واعتمر فلا جناح عليه يطوف بهما، ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. In these ayat, which appears a new subject, and outwardly it appears that it is not related with the previous subject, but this again shows the great beauty of the Quran Sharif, that how beautifully it is connected with the previous ayats also. And this explains to a person might think he's very clever and he knows a lot, and that this is a new subject. But when he sees how the Quran has explained it, how beautifully, in a hidden way, it is connected to the previous ayats, the Quran Sharif just steals the heart of a person, and a person becomes a die heart for the Quran Sharif. And not only the ayats, but all the surahs also are connected with one another. When a person realizes that and understands that, and Allah reward the Mufassireen, the ulama of Islam, who have explained this to us, then a person realizes, I know nothing. And what a great kitab the Quran Sharif is. And he gives his life for the Quran Sharif. Like for example, in Surah Fatiha, at the beginning are all the praises of Allah, and it comes to the height of that, O Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, so show us the straight path. Then in Surah Baqarah, Allah says, you wanted the straight path? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, this is the kitab, it will show you the straight path. So that great connection. And then we said, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, not the way of the Jews. So Surah Baqarah is all about the Jews, that don't follow in that way. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, and not the way of the Christian. So after that is Surah Ali Imran, that Allah showed us the ways of the Christians. So all this, the whole Quran Sharif, the surahs are also connected with one another. Every ayat is also connected with one another. So this ayat, how it is connected with the previous ayat speaking about sabr, that we should make sabr. And this is a proof of the sabr, and a clear, distinctive sign that with sabr what a person gets. That in this Safa and Marwa, we know, was the place where Hajira alayhi salam went looking for water, looking for her son in between also. So the height of sabr Ismail alayhi salam and Hajira alayhi salam did when they were in Makkah, when Makkah was not what we know of Makkah as today, but a pure desert, nothing there, not a single building, not even a shrub growing there. At that time they made sabr that they stayed there. So on their sabr, Allah Ta'ala gave them that the well of Zamzam also. On the sabr, Allah Ta'ala made Kaaba Sharif come there. And the people of the world are going there, and Kaaba Sharif gets full. So this is that great connection, a very hidden connection. But when a person realizes it, he realizes how beautiful the Quran Sharif is. And then not only that, but that in this ayat before from Sayyakul, we were reading about the Kaaba Sharif, which is the Qibla of the Muslims, about Hajj and Umrah. So this is also connection with that, that with the sabr, Hajj and Umrah also requires a lot of sabr. In making, as it is famously said, when you're going for Hajj and Umrah, don't forget to pack two bags of safar also. You might pack one bag of your clothes, but pack two bags of sabr, because you will require it very, very greatly. And it starts all along, from the immigration in Jeddah, with the taxi drivers, all along you need a lot of sabr when you go for Hajj. So the result of that sabr also, that you get the intimacy of Allah Ta'ala. And you get salawat, Allah's special favors, rahmat, Allah's general favors, and hidayat also you get when you make safar, sabr. So you see Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, when they made sabr, Allah Ta'ala made their remembrance alive till the day of Qiyamah. The whole of Hajj is their remembrance. And further, this is also the beginning and the culmination of the test which Allah Ta'ala has put Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam through. About half a supara ago, to the third quarter of Alif Lam Mim, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. When Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with some tests, and when he passed those tests, then Allah Ta'ala said that we will make you the Imam. وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And then that we will make you the Imam of the people. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the Imam of the whole world, of the Jews and Christians, and of the Muslims of all. So this is that beginnings that the test came, and the culmination when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also made all that sabr. Then Allah Ta'ala blessed him that he is the Qibla. Kaaba is known as the Qibla of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He built the Kaaba Sharif also with his son Ismail. So Allah showed that great honor also, that Allah Ta'ala had given this great honor to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the great benefits which Allah Ta'ala has kept in Hajj for mankind. Great, great benefits there are when a person goes for Hajj and he visits these great, great places, which are places of great barakat, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, then he benefits tremendously. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala shows that when a person makes sabr, what are the great rewards in this world already. So it is for us to understand that to bring the sabr into our lives, and we see clearly with our eyes that when a person makes sabr, how much a person, Allah rewards a person and gives him so much of goodness. Of course, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajir alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what great enjoyments they are enjoying in the akhirat now, we cannot even ever imagine. But even in this world, how Allah has kept their name shining, just because of that sabr, how Allah has given them great honor, and everyone takes their names with great, great respect and with great love and reverence. So this is all the power of sabr. And Allah is again, as Allah mentioned, each one, Muslim and non-Muslim, Allah has put in us all that power of sabr. But it is just a matter of us using it. It is like a person has got food. He can eat it. He's got his hands, he's got his mouth and jaws to take the food, put it in his mouth. But he doesn't eat it. And then he stays hungry and he's suffering. Like that sabr Allah has given each one. It's a matter of using it. Whether it's a drug addict, he can use it and get saved from his drugs. Whether a person, his lust has overtaken him, and he's mad about some woman or about some man or something, just use that sabr which has been given to you, and you will be able to control yourself and see for yourself, if you use the sabr, what great rewards Allah will give you, how you will shine in this world. And on the other hand, if you don't use it, you will become like an animal, and even worse than an animal. You will suffer the consequences, as we see with drug addicts, with alcoholics, people who with humanizing, with gambling, what the result becomes. So Allah has given us that quality, we should use it. So this is that beautiful connection of this ayat, which outwardly looks like it's got no connection with the previous ayat and the previous subject, but now we see that it has got a very deep connection. And this overtakes a person and he becomes a die-hard for the Quran Sharif and the teachings of the Quran. May Allah let us really understand this and enjoy the Quran Sharif and make it really our companion and our friend in all matters. There are great, great benefits and virtues in the Quran Sharif.